This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
Early June is a great time to get your vegetable garden established, and in fact, the only annuals I plan out at home are those that I can eat. People many times don't realize that leaf grow compost is a great product for in the ground and in top as well. When I dig a hole for an actual plant that's already been started, such as tomatoes or peppers, then I add about 30% of what I put back into the hole in the form of compost. It helps to hold the moisture, adds organic content, and I feel good putting something natural back around my plants. But wait, there's more. Once my entire garden is planted, I apply a 2-inch thick layer of leaf grow compost between the plants and in the walking areas. I used to do this with clean straw, but I end up growing wheat from the seeds left in the straw. The purpose of the compost is to mulch the ground and suppress weed growth. Weeds, just like all plants, need to obey the laws in order to become established. LAWS is an acronym for light, air, water, and soil. Take away one of these elements, you reduce the weed count by 50%. Take away two, and man, all of a sudden your landscape is looking pretty clean. If you notice, usually you have weeds growing in places where they get a lot of light. There is what is referred to as a seed bank of many hundreds of weed seeds in every square foot of area you own and pay taxes on. If these areas are exposed to sun, which is what happens when we turn our soil in the gardens, and then water in the form of rain or when we water our new sprouts, well, what else can you expect but a fresh crop of weeds popping up? By adding a nice 2-inch coat of compost, this keeps the light factor down, gives us something clean to walk on, and also we can add organic content when we turn this into the soil next fall. Now here's a cool trick for those with a bit of extra room and want to try to grow a square meal. A square watermelon, actually. That's right. First, you get a good variety you'll enjoy. The smaller ones work best. Plant it where it's going to get a lot of sun and keep the soil warm. Now, many people like to use black plastic or compost on top of the ground to accomplish this. Once the fruit sets and it begins to grow in the middle of July, get a container like a 1-gallon milk jug and cut out both ends. Gently set the watermelon right on the vine inside the container and stand back and watch it grow. You'll impress family and friends in late August when you finish off a square meal with a square dessert. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you to keep smiling. It makes people wonder what you've been up to.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.